Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tabry gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts. This is Pastor Isaac Tapper coming to you today with another message from the Word of God. Do you ever get tired of feeling like you have to fix the destruction caused by someone you care about? You ever get tired of making excuses, lying for them, covering up, explaining to others their actions? Let's look at a woman in the Bible who said, enough is enough. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 25 and verse 2, we will read these words. Now there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel, and the man was very rich. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. The name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail. She was a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance, but the man was harsh and evil in his doings. He was of the house of Caleb. When David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep, David sent 10 young men, and David said to the young men, go up to Carmel, go to Nabal, and greet him in my name. And thus you shall say to him who lives in prosperity, peace be to you, peace to your house, and peace to all that you have. Now I have heard that you have shearers. Your shepherds were with us, and we did not hurt them, nor was there anything missing from them. All the while they were in Carmel, ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore, let my young men find favor in your eyes, for we come on a feast day. Please give whatever comes to your hand, to your servants, and to your son David. So when David's young men came, they spoke to Nabal according to all the words in the name of David, and waited. Then Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David, and who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants nowadays who break away from their masters. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my meat that I have killed for my shears and give it to men when I do not know where they are from? So David's young men turned on their heels and went back, and they came and they told David all of these words. The biblical narrative goes on to tell us that when David received word of Nabal and what Nabal had said, he took 400 armed men and started back to Carmel where Nabal was, and he intended to kill every male in Nabal's house. But when Nabal's wife Abigail was told what had happened, she quickly gathered together some provisions for David and his men and met David on the road, not far from where her husband was working, and convinced David not to kill her husband and every male member of her family. In the past, whenever I've read this chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 25, I saw Abigail as an example of how to deal with very difficult circumstances. Many people would react like Abigail reacted, but I studied this chapter and asked the Holy Spirit for more understanding. I began to see something more going on here. I realized that Abigail was a strong and insightful woman, but not as strong as I first thought. Many people find themselves in the same position as this woman Abigail. The Bible said she was married to a man by the name of Nabal, and since biblical names often describe the personality or character of a person, the name Nabal means foolish, rude, ill-bred, stubborn, disagreeable. Well, you get the idea. Nabal was not a good man. I think his underlying problem was a feeling of worthlessness. He was from the family of Caleb, and in the Bible, the name Caleb means dog. Imagine going through life with a name that means foolish dog. First name Nabal, and the last name or family name was Caleb. First name meaning foolish, and the family name meaning dog. As we can see from verse 2, he was a very wealthy and a prosperous man. Verse 2 tells us of his wealth even before it told us of his name. Many people are often defined by what they have and not who they are. You are not what you own or how much money you have in your savings account. You are not what you do for a living, because one of these days you may not have a job, or you may not have a car or a house or a bank account. During the Great Depression of the 20s and 30s, people committed suicide because they saw themselves as what they owned. And when they lost all that they had, when the market crashed, they literally lost who they were. But with all of that wealth, deep down on the inside, Nabal saw himself as his name described him, as a foolish dog. You also cannot let others define who you are. You may have been born a slave in Egypt, but now you have been delivered by the great hand of God. You may have been hardened in the wilderness and defeated fear at Jericho and overcame shame at Ai, and now you are ready to slay any giant that dare raises his head against you or your God. The only redeeming thing about Nabal was that he was married to Abigail. Verse 3 tells us that. And she was a woman of good understanding, and the Bible says, beautiful appearance. But even though she had good understanding, she was still married to a harsh and evil man who came from the house of Caleb. And remember, the word Caleb means dog. I'm not sure why she agreed to marry Nabal. Maybe her parents had arranged this marriage. But I believe that there is something within each one of us that is attracted to a certain type of personality. I see it repeatedly in advising men and women. God delivers someone from a certain type of Nabal, and 1 year later, I see that same person dating or befriending Nabal again, that same type of personality. Now, I want you to remember that the word Nabal or the name Nabal means fool. And when I see the person dating someone who God has just delivered them from, they always come to me and say, well, you know, Pastor, this time, this one is different. What I'm saying to you is this: if you meet someone with a name like Foolish Dog, that should immediately tell you something about that person's character or personality. Nabal's personality was in the making from the day he was born. Long before Abigail met him, or long before you met him or her. So when David sent his men to ask Nabal for food for him and his men, Nabal answered David's servant, saying in verse 10, "Who is David? Who is this Jesse's son?" So many servants nowadays are leaving their masters. Should I take my bread, my water, my meat that I butchered for my shears and give it to men coming from who knows where? And that's when David's young men returned and told David what he had said. Nabal's answer was not simply, "No, I'm not going to give it to you," but he called the anointed future king of Israel a no-good runaway slave, and he called his men a bunch of losers. And notice all of the personal pronouns in verse 11. This alone should tell us that he was a prideful and an arrogant and a self-centered person who did not give God credit for making him prosperous, or who did not give God credit for making him wealthy. 1 Samuel 25:11 says, "Shall I take my bread and my water and my meat that I have killed for my shears and give it to men when I do not know where they come from?" You can see the I's and the me's and the my's that's built up in this sentence, telling us a little bit about this man's personality, that he was selfish and self-centered. And into this messed up life, Abigail comes. And Abigail thought that she was a savior, a rescuer of this man. She thought that if she could just somehow fix him, that everything would be fine. Everyone knew that he had a problem, his servant, his wife, but no one would dare confront him because the Bible says in verse 17, one of his servants said, "For he is such a scoundrel." The King James Version says, "He is such a son of the devil that one cannot speak to him. He was so mean and so stubborn that no one could tell him anything." For years, Abigail had remained quiet and fearful of this foolish man and his foolish actions. She should have confronted him and said to him, "Listen, Nabal, you're going to get us all killed. You better make this thing right, or we will all die because of your foolishness and your stubbornness." People who feel trapped in this type of relationship finds that confronting a Nabal or a foolish person directly is very difficult. But you should never be afraid to speak truth to power, or in this case, speak truth to foolishness. But Abigail did what most people do. She decided to fix Nabal's problem herself. Don't you ever get tired of feeling like you have to fix the destruction caused by someone you care about? Feeling ashamed, making excuses, lying for them, covering up, trying to explain their actions to family and friends? Abigail wanted to fix the pandemonium her husband had caused. And so without saying anything to her husband, Nabal, so remember the name Nabal means foolish, Abigail loaded up enough food for 400 men and left to meet David and his men. And strangely enough, I think she saw herself as the real hero or savior of her family. It's almost unbelievable to me that a woman would attempt to confront 400 armed men and expect them to listen to her. You know, 400 armed men are not coming to talk. They're coming to fight and destroy. She could have sent the food by her servants, but in the face of all of this danger, she saw herself as the only one competent enough to handle the situation. But at this point, she had to do something. And the reason this problem had occurred in the first place is because she had protected or covered for Nabal and enabled Nabal and fixed things for him for so many years, rather than allowing Nabal to face the consequences of his own actions. Without her fixing things, he would have had to face many smaller critical things on other occasions and learned from them. But she took things into her own hands. 1 Samuel 25:18 tells us that Abigail took 200 loaves of bread, 2 full wineskins, 5 butchered sheep, a bushel of roasted grain, 100 bunches of raisin cakes, and 200 fig cakes, and loaded them on donkeys. All of these things represent her human efforts to cope with the Nabal, to cope with a foolish person in her own strength. The Bible says in verse 19, "And she said to her servants, 'Go on before me. See, I am coming after you.' But she did not tell her husband Nabal." She didn't talk with him because she feared his anger and disapproval, and he had become to her a little god with a small g. He had become her little god. No matter what she did, she would never get what she wanted most from him. She wanted his approval, and she wanted his loving support. But this man Nabal was too foolish, too worthless to care for anyone else. Life was all about him and his self-doubt. Verse 21 of 1 Samuel 25 tells us, "Now David said, 'Surely I have in vain protected all that this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that belongs to him, and he has repaid me evil for good.'" Abigail wanted so much to fix the problem her Nabal had created that when she first met David, she quickly got down off of her donkey. She immediately bowed down in front of David with her face touching the ground. And verse 24 tells us she bowed at his feet and she said, "Sir, let me be responsible for this wrong. Please let me speak with you. Please listen to my word." She said, "On me, my Lord, on me, let this iniquity be." When are we going to stop taking the responsibility for someone else's foolish actions? Husbands, wives, and children are not to blame for the foolish actions of Nabal. You are not to be blamed for what Nabal is doing. You need to stop being ashamed for someone's behavior that you have no control over. 1 Samuel 25:25, Abigail said, "Please, let not my Lord regard this scoundrel Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly or stupidity is with him. But I, your maidservant, did not see the young men of my Lord whom you sent." Abigail takes total responsibility for her husband's bad behavior. And Abigail became a people pleaser, trying to please everyone around her. You can't please everybody around you and please God at the same time. Galatians 1:10 tells us, the Apostle Paul writes, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a servant of Christ." In other words, you cannot be a servant of Christ and try to please everyone around you. But the reality is that most Abigails or most people pleasers are ultimately trying to protect themselves. Abigail was trying to protect herself, her family, and her house. Nabal only cared for himself, no one else. There are things more important in life than 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. When Abigail asked David for forgiveness, if you look closely at the scriptures, you will see she only asked forgiveness for herself and not for her foolish husband Nabal. In 1 Samuel 25:28, Abigail said, "Please forgive the trespass of your maidservant." And then in 1 Samuel 25:31, she says, "And when the Lord blesses you, then remember me, Abigail, and when the Lord has done great things for you, please remember me, your servant." And what does all of this mean for us today? You must remember that David is a type of Christ in the Bible. The Bible calls Jesus the son and seed of David. He was a prophet and a priest and the anointed king. And in verse 35, Abigail finally found someone who cared for her and for who she was, and not for what she could do for him. The anointed king looked on her just as Jesus looks on us, and the anointed king said to her, "Go in peace to your house. I have heard your voice, and I have accepted your person, and I have respect for your person." You see that in 1 Samuel 25:35. So David received of her hand that which she had brought to him and said to her, "Go up in peace to your house. See, I have hearkened to thy voice and have accepted thy person." The king granted her peace to go to her house. David granted her peace in her heart, in her mind, to return home to her house. There are times when Nabal will still be foolish, but now you are at peace in your own house because the peace of God and the peace in God goes with you. She could not change her foolish husband, but the king changed the way she thought about him. You have to let God work on your Nabals in your life. But with the peace of God in your heart and mind, all the Nabals in the world can't shake you. David was saying to Abigail, "I can't change Nabal, but you can go home a changed person because the king, the anointed king of God, gave her unconditional acceptance and love." David didn't judge her. He didn't call her a fool's wife. He didn't ask her for her educational background, her zip code, her personal or family history. He didn't ask her to fill out an application or resume. He said, "Go in peace. I have accepted thy person." Ephesians 1:6 tells us, "To the praise of the glory of God by his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved, accepted in Christ." When God accepts you, when you are in favor with God, you don't have to worry about who accepts you or who may not accept you. I have news for you that you may not realize, but you're not going to be accepted by everyone you know anyway. You're not going to be able to please everyone in your life anyway. The Bible says, if God is for us, who can stand against us? And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage. This is the birthright. This is the benefit of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is from God, saith the Lord. There is now no condemnation to those who are in Jesus Christ. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and to those who are called according to his purpose. Many people mistakenly think that Jesus is seeking only the top percentile, but heaven is not a college or university. Jesus said, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance." Nabal was a troubled soul. When Abigail came to tell him what she had done in taking David provisions, she found him, the Bible said, very drunk. In 1 Samuel 25:36, the Bible says, when Abigail came to him, she found Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. He was very drunken, and many addictions start because someone is trying to fix an inside feeling with outside means. Inside hurts and problems cannot be fixed with a drink or with a pill or with drugs. Abigail had become skilled at communicating with this dysfunctional, foolish man. And people who enable others' bad behavior become skilled at communicating with them. She knew not to try to talk to a drunken Nabal, so she waited until the next morning when the wine was gone out of him. And the Bible said, when she told him what she had done, his heart died within him, and he became like stone. The Bible didn't say he was stoned. The Bible said he became like stone. This may be the first heart attack recorded in the Bible. Why? Because she finally was strong enough to confront him with the truth of who he was. He was a foolish man who came from the house of Caleb, which means dog. Perhaps if she had not waited until it involved a life or death matter, he would not have died. The Bible says in verse 38 and 39, "Then it came about that after 10 days that the Lord struck Nabal and he died." Remember, David was a type of Christ, and David took Abigail as his wife. The Bible says in verse 39, "And David sent and proposed to Abigail and took her as his wife." Like you and I, the church is called the bride of Christ. And she was, as we are now, the bride of Christ in his time of rejection. She was exalted as the wife of the king, and Nabal, her husband, died a foolish death.
You have been listening to Pastor Isaac Tapper and Healing Hearts Ministry, brought to you from the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York, 11369. Join us on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock for more Word and Worship, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical answers for today's difficult problems. Healing Hearts is a listener-supported ministry, and we appreciate your financial support. If you would like to support this ministry or obtain a copy of today's entire program, call us at 917-935-5374 or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Join Pastor Tapper next week at the same time for more Healing Hearts, and may God's love continue to restore your life.